Napoleon, principessa, nella tua fredda stanza.
You have to do it right because you are the people's champion, Mr.
Oh, wow.
And on behalf of
the real one. This is a real deal. This
yeah.
Is, no, I'm going to give a fake belt to the next president.
We're more used to that. That's, thank you, Terrence.
That, you are the people's champion. You,
gonna, God has now spared my life. It must have been. God, thank you. Not once, but twice.
I went to Springfield and I'm going to Aurora. You may never see me again, but that's okay. Gotta do what I gotta do. Whatever happened to Trump? Well, he never got out of Springfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for President Donald J. Trump!
Folks, who would have thought that President Trump would have Nessun Dorma play at the rally in New York? Was it a sign to everyone that the deep state is going down? Did they try to take him out and now the roles are reversed, similar to the movie The Sum of All Fears? We watched it again yesterday just to get a recap on that whole movie and what it's all about. We will cover this and get to some amazing resignations happening across the earth. Woo, it's getting good. And thoughts on each move playing out. We got a lot to go through today. Let's go.
Where's our beautiful Liam? I'm supposed to be on that stage, but that doesn't matter. Because I got you the best president you'll ever have. This is the best president you'll ever have.
How are you?
Hi, Mom.
Okay, honey, this is yours. And in there is real good stuff. Okay? Take care of yourselves. Okay, I'm going to go right after
you. Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
You guys remember Liam? Amazing that President Trump would actually meet him. Can you imagine? He looks like he's in shock. He's just so amazed that President Trump is standing right there in front of him. And it's just a sweet boy. We ended our video, I believe, on Monday with Liam at the end and just the tears he had and how much he loves President Trump. And there he is. He happened to meet with him in New York to give him a gift. And man, what a great honor. Wanted to show you this also from President Trump. That we're talking about his heart and more. And this was played outside of the rally in New York. A guy who actually knew Trump's family personally and Trump's President Donald Trump's father. Check this out.
I have an amazing story to tell you real quick about what President Trump's father, Fred Trump, did for myself, for my brother, for my sister, for my mother. 1974, my dad suffered a major heart attack. I went to the same school as Donald Trump, the Kew Forest School. 3 days after my father's burial, there was a knock on the door one school morning, 7 a.m. I answered the door. It's a distinguished gentleman. I was 10 years old. My father just died. The gentleman said, kid, call your mom. I called my mom from upstairs. She came down. The gentleman said to my mom, I am Fred Trump, Donald's father. And my mom says, yes, I know Donald went to the Kew Forest School. And Mr. Fred Trump said to my mom, yes, Mrs. Stratton, very sorry about Joseph's death. And what you don't know is I'm still on the Board of Trustees at the Kew Forest School. And this morning, I let Headmaster Mr. Philip Rogers know that from this day forward, myself, Fred Trump, out of my own pocket, is going to pay for your three children's tuition because I don't want the kids to have to go back into the public school system. And the tuition in 1974 was $2,500 per child, $7,500, which is about $80,000, $100,000 in today's money. And who would do that except the President Trump father? The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, and they give the Trump family grief. The Trump family is a wonderful family, the entire family, sorry. And who else? Can you picture Joseph Biden or Kamala Harris doing that? No. All they care about is buying another mansion. I'm going to tell you, the Trump family is wonderful. I love you, Donald. I wish I could shake your hand. It was my mother's last dying wish to shake your hand and to thank your father, Fred Trump, for what he did for us kids in 1974 in Forest Hills, New York. I love you, President.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Now that is what you call a special story. The fruit doesn't fall far from the main tree in the Trump family. President Trump learned that from his own father. And I've noticed many times behind the scenes, many interviews with people where President Trump was helping folks behind the scenes and he didn't want recognition from it. He didn't go out and blow his trumpet and say, look at me, look what I've done, look at these great things. Most of these stories that I hear about President Trump and his giving always seems to come from other sources and not straight from President Trump's mouth. And that has a lot to say about his family, his upbringing, and so much more, why he cares so much about each individual in our country. Really does make a difference. And many of you probably know folks just like that who could, you know, be well off that don't really share with anyone or go out and do anything for anybody, but then you have Trump's family and what they do. It's absolutely brilliant. It's been making waves across the United States, and I think pretty amazing that they had this huge crowd show up for TPUSA, for Charlie Kirk at Penn, I believe it was Penn State, if could be wrong, but I know Pennsylvania, I believe, and they were basically registering folks to vote. You can see the crowd there of people there to see Charlie Kirk wearing MAGA hats. You can see that, just hundreds and hundreds of students. So there's hope for our country, folks. I mean, I really believe Charlie Kirk's making a big difference going across campuses and debating folks. Be honest with you, I can't get enough of just my own family telling me, did you see Charlie Kirk debate folks on this show on YouTube called Jubilee, where he actually was debating 20 liberal students all at once. They got to run to a chair, and then they'd ask him a question, or a lot of them would attack him, make fun of him, whatever. They always attack when they're losing, and they thought that they won the debate. Of course, Charlie Kirk went to bat and basically made them all look like the amateurs that they are. You can see the number of people that showed up to protest were about a handful, but of course the media made it look like there was a large gathering of protesters against Charlie Kirk. And so listen to this interview that he does with people about Trump.
Why you vote for Trump?
Because Biden destroyed this country and I don't want this country getting wrecked anymore.
Why you vote for Trump?
Because I'm a gun owner.
Why are you voting for Trump?
Because I need to afford my lifestyle.
Why are you voting for Trump?
Because we need to close our borders.
Why are you voting for Trump?
Because abortion is murder.
Why are you voting for Trump?
Lower taxes, better income. We're going to have better jobs out there for everyone.
I'm voting for Trump because I think his foreign policies will be great. And then I think that he will fix our broken economy that we have right now.
The economy sucks, right?
The economy is terrible under Biden. Wars overseas are terrible right now. Trump will fix all of that. The Ukrainian war will end as soon as Trump gets in.
Why are you voting for Trump?
Close the border and no taxes on tips.
Why are you voting for Trump?
Because I want to afford gas again.
Why are you voting for Trump?
Because inflation is awful, the border's under crisis, and I'm not voting for someone just because they're a woman.
Why are you voting for Trump?
Because he started no new wars.
Why are you voting for Trump?
Because everyone needs to be able to afford a house.
Why are you voting for Trump?
This is for the girls. I can't fathom any reason that people would vote for Kamala other than the fact that they hate Trump.
Yeah. How about that, huh? The young folks. Does that encourage most of you out there that have kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, and more? Does that encourage you that the future of, you know, these folks that are going into the universities, they're learning, they're growing, they're watching these debates and more? And I've got the debate pulled up. I'm going to show you on YouTube. It's got 11 million views on Jubilee 11 days ago. Charlie Kirk versus 25 woke students. Yeah. What an amazing thing to watch. If you guys get a chance to check it out, you should go find it on YouTube. It'll be absolutely amazed. Something that interesting that came up the other day with President Trump, when he was having a conversation with someone, you're looking at your screen, you can see this drawing that somebody put together, but listen carefully what President Trump said about the recent assassination attempt.
If they had told you that the shooter was there, would you have tried to take him out with your three wood?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. If I knew. Actually, the Secret Service did a great job. They saw the barrel of a gun, big gun.
Yeah.
And it came out through bushes. And it came out through bushes. And it came out through bushes.
Did you catch that? It came out through bushes. Do you think that was a signal to let us know who's behind trying to take President Trump out? Are you looking at your screen? Do you know who the Bushes are? We're talking to like father, like son. Yes, that's what it sounded like to me. And so Matt Gaetz came out there and dropped two major bombshells on Trump's assassination attempts. Check this out.
I'll break a little news for you. I had a senior official from the Department of Homeland Security in my office before the second assassination attempt, saying that what he has assessed is that there are five known assassination teams in the United States, three inspired by other governments, two that are here that are known domestic assassination teams. And with that, this individual was coming to me concerned that the force protection around President Trump, even prior to that second assassination attempt, was not sufficient for what it needed to be. And the coordination at that level, at the dignitary protection level, is like the bare minimum that we have to do to keep our presidents, our presidential candidates safe while they're on the trail.
So there are five, I just want to follow up, five assassination teams. Are they all targeting Trump? Is it other officials?
Yes. No, wow. I should have been clear about that. Five teams that we know are targeting Trump. And so that raises real questions about why certain teams were being pulled off of the Trump deal detail and put on, for example, the Jill Biden detail. Now, we don't want anything bad to happen to Jill Biden, but at the same time, the threat envelope for her was substantially different than the threat envelope around President Trump, and it would not have necessitated pulling assets away from the Trump detail for the Jill Biden detail or the John Bolton detail or any other details that were beefed up. At the same time, the requests from the Trump detail and from the Trump campaign for more security were going unanswered.
Wow. Holy mackerel.
Congressman, I know that you and a number of other problem-solving type members of Congress have probably thought and had conversations about what could be done to at least supplement Secret Service to protect President Trump. What would be your recommendation to the Trump campaign?
President Trump is the last person worried about this, to be honest. I mean, he's worried about his message. He's worried about the safety of the people there. And I think he himself does not reflect on his personal security. And that's why those around him need to. I think that there are ways to augment some extended perimeters with some private security. I've heard Eric Prince, a very smart guy, opine as to what it could take to ensure that folks aren't able to just set up and get this close. I mean, you think about what happened in the second assassination attempt. Someone was able to park outside and plan and prepare and lie in wait for the former president. That should never happen, and it might need some sort of private augmentation to ensure that we keep President Trump safe.
Yeah, good point. Congressman, we've got about a minute and a half left. Five assassination teams. Was this Homeland Security official coming to you as a whistleblower? Was he coming to you in official capacity? And was the Secret Service aware of these assassin teams before July 12th or before
Yes.
This past Sunday? They were.
Yes. So the person was informing me of this information because the Secret Service was aware of the
Wow.
threat profile around President Trump. And again, this was before the second assassination attempt. And the person was coming to me in part to ensure that if they revealed this information, if investigations and reviews brought this to light, that it would be able to be scrutinized and assessed without this person being fired or rat-holed or sent into the closet somewhere, as you and I know some folks who are the truth tellers tend to find themselves. So our office likes to be a place of respite for those who can come and say, look, here's what's actually happening. And then we try to get that information before the public in the most responsible way possible. And I think the public should know that the Secret Service was aware of five assassination teams at the time they were taking protective assets away from President Trump and redeploying them to other people with less of a risk profile around them.
So he's got five teams that they know of that are after President Trump. And that's something, and that's the reason that we pray at the end of this channel every time that we do this broadcast. We try to pray for President Trump's protection, and that's why we have to stay on guard for protection, as we know this is a spiritual war just as much as it is physical of what's happening around him. And I tell you what, speaking of physical, we all have issues every day in some way with our bodies, and here's something that'll help you out. Folks, I've noticed my brain's working better. I feel my immune system is working much better. Most of this started happening when I started taking the pine needle extract, the pine needle tea alternative from Ascent Nutrition. Also, the humic and fulvic acid, I've been taking that also. It's been absolutely amazing. They've got a 2-product detox bundle of the pine needle extract and humic and fulvic acid. And some really good news is the pine pollen tincture is back in stock. And this amazing product is the best source of plant brucino compounds, including the euthine brucino compound. Ascent Nutrition provides organic and wild harvested nutrients to the world through their unique, innovative, and best-in-class growing and harvesting processes. Their clean and unique practices allow them to offer superior nutrient-dense products that help people, pets, and athletes feel and perform their best. They've got it for sleep and stress, for healthy detox, immune support, joint and mobility, and so much more. You can get those in the description box below. Just click on that link right below the video for Ascent Nutrition today. So if you're looking at your screen, look at the number of people showed up in New York to listen to President Trump speak. A packed house. Not only that, people were on the outside hoping to get in. And they waited for hours and hours, if not days, to get in there to see him. Folks, that is just an amazing view. And you're wondering, when Kamala shows up for her little shows, I mean, somebody was sharing with me the other day, and I appreciate who sent it to me, a picture of buses surrounding Trump's rallies too, and they said that I was wrong, that these folks aren't getting all bussed in to Kamala's, that they actually put buses all around to protect people from running cars into the audience while they're waiting in line and what have you. So I'd love to get more information on that for anybody that has that kind of info. But bottom line is, we found out and discovered, and I actually had something pulled up, and I wish that I had it ready for you, on somebody that discovered that the president, that Kamala actually doesn't have the people showing up that we think that they do. They're actually 50 to 60% of them are showing up. Oh, I've got the clip right here. Actually, it's good. I was just scrolling through. Check this out.
Kamala Harris's rally in Charlotte, North Carolina on Thursday afternoon. It appears over 3,600 came from Georgia, mainly Atlanta, Georgia, and approximately 720 from Savannah, Georgia. So that's a North Carolina rally with almost 80% of the attendees being from Georgia.
After you do the math, that's only 600 or so local people from North Carolina that attended. That's all who shows up, and you're planning to what? Get 80-something million votes again? Something ain't right. And then all these people come from buses, and it's kind of weird because at the Trump events, you don't really have like organized buses like that. People just kind of show up and park on their own. But at the Kamala rally, there's just these lines of buses at every event, which is weird.
So again, we talked about the buses, that it could be that they're surrounding him for protection, so we have to double check on that info.
Any of the same ones from previous event, because this guy's tracking the cell phones, I guess, and he says 90% have been to 3+ rallies, 54% were even at Arizona and Nevada rallies.
So it's all the same people, and as we've said in the show
before. So you caught that, 90%. He's tracking, this guy's tracking cell phones, and he's like, hey, 90% of the cell phones that I'm tracking that goes to the they go to the Kamala rallies. They've been to 3+ rallies. 54% were even at Arizona Nevada rallies. So that just shows you that these folks are their numbers are off, and they're trying to play us for sure. And of course, if you go to mainstream media and you talk about the attacks on President Trump, this came out here recently from Gilliam. He was having a conversation about the Secret Service and Trump and all the issues that are surrounding President Trump and what's going on. And I want you to catch what Fox Business still is up to when you try to have, you know, free speech and share your own opinions.
Reports that Trump himself plans to keep campaigning as scheduled, despite the assassination attempts. Today, he's going to be in Flint, Michigan, before traveling tomorrow to New York, actually. Should Trump change the way he campaigns?
So why are they suggesting, this is just a news anchor, suggesting that President Trump should change things because he could still be under attack over and over again? I just don't think that's a proper question. I really don't. So it almost feels like that they're using the media to try to put this narrative out there that, you know what, these rallies are really dangerous and maybe Trump should stop doing them.
Well, so far, the way he campaigns has not been the problem, Stuart. It's been the Secret Service. It's been how they actually do their work. I mean, we saw in Pennsylvania where they did not do a proper threat assessment. They did not extend the perimeter past one of the few buildings that was there and secure that area. That doesn't cost them anything to do that. They just didn't do it. And they created a fatal funnel because of that. Okay, so we could look at that one and say, potentially that was just incompetence. But now we have the same exact thing occur again. And these attackers will take advantage of that. So I have to sit back and ask, is this a nefarious thing that's going on within the side of the Secret Service, that they're just leaving these areas open? Because if that's the case, then I think Trump needs to take a serious step back and hire individuals like myself and other people that I can bring in to simply do perimeter checks, and then he can campaign as normal. But right now, I'd be sweating bullets every time I went out there, because I'm going to say this on air. I said it earlier on the radio. The Democrat Party, regardless of the rhetoric that they want, they want Trump dead.
I don't know. Hold on a second. People, hold on. I'm sorry, Jonathan. I don't think you can say that legitimately.
I can think we can say that legitimately based on the verbiage that they use, and then they cover up. To say that they want him eliminated, to say that they want him gone. These are words that push people forward, and then you have directors of agencies like this that come on and they do not do the job, the simple job of perimeter security over and over again.
Jonathan, I'm sorry, I'm going to end it right there. I'm not going to take any conspiracy theories on this show. Jonathan,
that's not a conspiracy theory.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm not having it.
Listen, Jonathan, I'm an investigator.
Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it, Jonathan. Thank you very much.
So as Jonathan kept talking, they shut his microphone off. Then they called it a conspiracy theory, even though we've played on this channel and showed proof over and over again of the Democrats asking for President Trump to be taken out, to be shot, that he needs to be gone, that he's a threat to democracy. So what does Fox do? They get into his earpiece, whoever this guy is on Fox Business, and they convince him, nope, we need to put a stop to this. He cannot say the Democrats want President Trump dead. He wouldn't let him talk. Do you get it? You see what mainstream media news does? He cuts him off, won't let him talk. And then he wants everybody watching to say, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. So all the Fox News lovers out there, another warning to you. President Trump, of course, wanted to make sure that everybody knew who spared his life.
God has now spared my life. It must have been God. Thank you. Not once, but twice. And there are those that say he did it because Trump is going to turn this state around. He's going to turn this country around. He's going to make America great again. And maybe. And we're going to bring back religion into our country.
These encounters with death have not broken my will. They have really given me a much bigger and stronger mission. They've only hardened my resolve to use my time on Earth to make America great again for all Americans, to put America first, and to put America first.
Yeah. So, of course, we want to make sure President Trump, you don't see this or hear it very much from any other president. President Trump is known well for ensuring that everyone knows that Jesus Christ is the Savior of this earth. He is the King sent down to die for us on the cross for our sins. And that's been played out for us many, many times. Never have we seen anything like this with a man in this position, and this was played by Nuclear Taco. Check out some of this.
Well, I'm a Christian. I have a lot of reasons. I love people.
And our country needs a savior right now, and our country has a savior. And that's not me. That's somebody much higher up than me. Much higher up. We just do what we have to do. But the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ forever changed the world. It's impossible to think of the life of our own country without the influence of his example and of his teachings. Our miraculous founding, overcoming civil war, and the United States ultimately becoming a truly great nation, and we're going to keep it that way. We're going to keep it that way. We're not going to let it go.
We're going to keep it that way. We're going to keep it that way where Jesus Christ is known to all mankind. Now, when he said to many of you that heard him say, we're going to bring religion back, I don't think he was talking about every religion. I think he was talking about Christianity. And I've said this before, religion is man trying to make his way to heaven by figuring it out on his own. Christianity is a relationship. God has already created a way for us to get to heaven through his son. So I want to make sure I inject that quickly. And I'm just appreciative that we actually have somebody as president who recognizes Christ. Now, the opposite would be the witch, the one that does the witch hunt, Hillary Clinton. You guys know when he says there's a witch hunt, we're dealing with witchcraft. And we don't even know if this is the same Hillary that we are all accustomed to for many decades. Could be an actor, could be somebody different. But I always notice on their neck, they seem to always have this line on their neck. Do you guys see this line here? And it always makes me think that we're looking at folks with masks on. But it could be me. I mean, we talk about it all the time. But regardless, this is the person they put in front of us. They call Hillary, and most of the world believes that it is her when they see her. But she's still, reeling from the humiliating loss to President Trump.
Well, I've talked with Kamala a few times. I obviously talked with her before the debate because he is more incoherent. He is angrier. He is lashing out all the time at everybody. He's filled with grievance and rage.
Yeah, so anyway. Of course, she's out there making her rounds, and some folks have been out there, they're stating, and even one of my favorite Stormy Patriot Joe says, what if they have another batter coming? What if they're going to make Kamala look so bad that they have to just switch and throw Hillary in there at the last second? They say, well, they can't do that officially, legally. When have they actually done something official and legal? That's always illegal. Don't hold them back on that one. And then we're looking at folks like that. Then we're looking at this traitor, Speaker Mike Johnson. Had a lot of hopes for him. But he plans to move forward with a spending bill that will fund the government without the SAVE Act. That SAVE Act is a measure to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in federal elections. So what is he up to? Why? President Trump said if Republicans don't get the SAVE Act and every ounce of it, they should not agree to a continuing resolution in any way, shape, or form. Democrats are registering illegal voters by the tens of thousands as we speak. They will be voting in the 2024 presidential election, and they shouldn't be allowed to. Only American citizens should be voting in our most important election in history, or any election. A vote must happen before the election, not after the election when it is too late. Be smart, Republicans. You've been pushed around long enough by the Democrats. Don't let it happen again. Remember, this is Biden-Harris's fault, not yours. A message sent across the bow to Mike Johnson, who supposedly is a believer in Christ. Congressman Byron Daniels showed us this. Did you know that last night he posted this on September 19th? 158 House Democrats voted against deporting illegal aliens that commit sex crimes and domestic violence. These 158 House Democrats voted against common sense, voted against your safety, and we all deserve better. Remember this. And also, just to let you know, on the election side, when it comes to illegal voting, American News put out nearly 100,000 Arizona voters failed to provide proof of citizenship could be struck from full ballot rolls. And we have some other information when it comes to this information here. Election officials in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, have banned all mail-in ballot drop boxes from the county over concerns that they facilitate voter fraud. Get out of here. That is so cool. Man, pretty amazing. Also amazing, just want to let you know that you guys can go to andweknow.com. That's where you can find us, andweknow.com. And we go there, you're going to find that you're going to have this pop-up on our website at andweknow.com. Click here to book today for And We Know Tools for Success 2025 in Nashville, May 9th through 11th. Join LT, the And We Know team, for a weekend of fellowship and learning. When you go to the site, you can see that we have all the information there for you. We've got featured speakers. It'll be a weekend of fellowship and learning. You'll be equipped with tools and strategies to help you live a more self-sufficient, intentional, faith-based life. Discover tools and insights to enhance your life as we work together to make America great again. And so we'll have Dr. Kirk Elliott there, Dr. Shockley, Pete Chambers. You guys know him from the border. Grace Center Foundation, Marcy, Pet Club, 247 will be there. The Rutledges will be talking about homesteading. We'll be hearing from Dave Weiss about the earth. Todd Callender will be talking about all the legal issues, especially when it comes to the jabs and more. United Sovereign Americans will be there when it comes to voting. We'll have entertainment special guest Tim Lovelace. Guys, he's absolutely amazing. We had a chance to enjoy him on the cruise, and we'll have dinner. And he will actually provide us some great entertainment while we're having dinner. So this includes this, when you go to book it, it'll include a hotel for Friday and Saturday night at the Nashville Grand Hyatt on Broadway. That's right. And there's going to be food throughout. We're going to have dinner. We're going to have entertainment. And we'll have a Bible study with LT on Sunday before we go. And it's going to be in breakout rooms. So you'll be able to go to any room and watch any of these speakers at any time during that day. It's not going to be one speaker after another after another. You'll get a chance to meet them all, enjoy the Q&A sessions and more. Hope you check that out. And so we also have the amazing shopping site. You have a statement flash sale, buy one, get one half off, plus free shipping on all statement tees. No code necessary. We've got our mugs, we've got our sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and so much more. Hope you check these out, folks, in the description box below. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Since January of 2020, one Governor Stitt's office says election officials have removed 453,000 names from the rolls. That breaks down to 97,000 deceased voters, 5,600 felons, 15,000 duplicate registrations, and 195,000 who were removed because they failed to verify their address. Over the last 3 years, officials have also removed 144,000 voters who moved out of state. Thanks to new legislation approved by lawmakers, those voters can be removed as soon as they put down roots in a new state.
We're now able to remove voters automatically if we receive notification from another state that they've surrendered their driver's license in another state.
How about that? So little by little, we're seeing things play out. Oklahoma, you know, announcing they have removed 450,000 ineligible names from the voter rolls. Pretty cool. 100,000 dead people were there also. It's just proving more and more maybe something good is around the horizon. And as that's playing out, some other amazing revelations, thanks to Santa Surfing, showing some of this. All the CEO resignations after the vile monster Diddy is jailed. That's right. Folks are starting to drop. They're resigning like crazy. And it's interesting because if you go to the Q drops, you'll see that sexual misconduct is the public shelter to accept resignation. Watch those announcing the 2020p running, the president running. And sometimes you look back and, 2018, then you fast forward September 19th to 2024, 6 years later, and boom, it matches on that very day when it's released about Diddy. And all these folks started resigning. Did you know that? None of them are protected. None are safe. None are safe. So the Nike CEO calls it quits as sportswear giant sales sink. That's according to New York Post. Yeah. Kind of weird how they tell them how they're leaving. You know, we have our own opinions here. We're entitled to them. Other folks that, just kind of resigned in the last 48 hours. Coincidence, I'm sure. The Babylon City walls are starting to crack. Lots of scared folks out there. Warner Music Group CEO Kevin Lyles resigning. Sony Music Nashville retiring. Warner Music Japan CEO stepping down. Big names all around the same time that Diddy gets caught. Do you guys think that's a coincidence? Let me know below the video what you think. 23andMe board resigns, and new blow to DNA testing company. CEO Ann Wojcicki's surprised and disappointed after the independent director says she failed to produce actionable buyout proposal. Is that right? Well, it's interesting because we went to the Q board for all those that know Q. Are you still saying you don't understand the Q board? Well, that Intel board provides information, inside information that we didn't know much about. We didn't know. How many of you knew? If it wasn't for Q, maybe we wouldn't know this. How's the game played? Well, 23andMe, happens to be married to the Alphabet Google co-founder and Ann Wojcicki. And so the YouTube CEO, remember the former CEO of YouTube, was Susan, which is, they happen to be sisters. Just amazing how they're all tied together. And then what is coded in your DNA, we were told? Well, who put it there? Why? Mankind is repressed, and we will be repressed no more. Information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Information is power. How do you protect your DNA? There's a war for your DNA. Protect your DNA. Interesting, because 23andMe, I think, is involved in grabbing your DNA. And what are they doing with it? Also, what are they doing for the border? This disaster that's happening. Check out what the former chief agent Aaron Heike said.
In San Diego, we had an exponential increase in significant interest aliens. These are aliens with significant ties to terrorism. Prior to this administration, the San Diego sector averaged 10 to 15 SIA arrests per year. Once word was out, the border was far easier to cross. San Diego went to over 100 SIAs in 2022. Well over that in 2023, and even more than that registered this year. These are only the ones we caught. At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border. Fentanyl is another issue. The San Diego area sees between 80 and 90% of the methamphetamine and fentanyl seizures annually for our entire country. With little enforcement at the border, these drugs were coming through en masse. During my last year in San Diego, the price for a single pill of fentanyl, for example, went from $10 to 25 cents. To make matters worse, during 2022 and 23, I had to shut down San Diego traffic checkpoints, which are critical for drug interdiction, because the resources had been diverted to the process and release mission. The large numbers also had and still have a negative impact on the San Diego community. I had to release illegal aliens by the hundreds each day into communities who could not support them. To quiet the problem, two flights a week were provided from San Diego to Texas. These flights simply brought aliens that would have been released in San Diego over to Texas. Each flight cost approximately $150,000. This was the administration's way to try and quiet the border-wide crisis.
How about that? We keep finding out more about the border, don't we? Over and over again. They bring 325,000 children over that they can't figure out, their location. President Trump said they've been trafficked. They've been used for sex crimes. That's right. And so when we talk about these crimes against humanity, don't forget that we've had many that have been caught. And you remember, if you're looking at the pictures that you're seeing on your screen now, Oprah just happened to be good friends with old Diddy and Weinstein. And here she is holding a girl, and the girl looks like she's a little bit nervous as Oprah's smiling, almost as if she's handing this girl off to Weinstein in that picture in the bottom right. We've shared these many years ago and showing that. So imagine telling a crowd of people that you don't have to abandon your faith when you commit a ritual sacrifice of your unborn child. Yeah, this was an interview that was done that Joe Rambo even said, it's a fake interview, so cringy, struggling to watch. Audience members on monitors, yeah, they're on TV monitors. There's lies, manipulation, crocodile tears, exploitation of death, and more. Check out this announcement as they, you know, were preparing for this interview with Oprah and Kamala.
And in no other country on this earth could her story unfold the way it has. From a child of immigrants to Big Sister to McDonald's worker, there is hope for y'all. District attorney, a wife, and Mamala to senator to vice president, please welcome Kamala Harris!
So here she comes marching through with all those little monitors and everybody's screaming as if they actually care. And then they show, oh, Hollywood actors, so they get excited. Oh, look, who's that? It's another Hollywood person, representative for all to just, you know, get excited about. Oh, old Gretchen is there, Whitmer, and, you know, all these other supporters. But then they bring up, you know, abandoning your faith. You don't abandon your faith if you commit a ritual sacrifice of your unborn child.
One does not have to abandon their faith.
Right.
Or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do.
Absolutely.
Right? If she chooses, she will talk with her priest, her pastor, her rabbi, her imam, but not the government telling her what's in her best interest.
Mm. Well, this is
not the government. President Trump never said the government was going to make the decisions. He said he brought it back to the states, and then the states would then go to the people, and the people would then make a decision in each state on what they wanted for the law to be in that particular state. And if you don't like that state, you don't like what they're doing, you can leave that state and move to another one. But if the government comes out and stipulates, oh, you will not have that child, you will have that child, or, hey, what if the government comes out and they say, you know, if it's fully 100% right-wing conservative, and they come down and tell the folks that are all liberals, you will do what we say if the government runs everything, and it's not about we the people, we'll be in some serious trouble. So, of course, J.D. Vance was out there on the Haitians in Springfield. He's still going to call them illegal aliens. Notice what Politico tries to do to catch him in this little Q&A time as he has a chance to make his voice be heard.
Hi, Senator. Mia McCarthy with Politico. Question for you about the Haitian migrants in Springfield. So I know you've talked a lot about how we need to deport illegal aliens, but I wanted to ask you, the majority of the Haitians in Springfield came under TPS, so they are here legally. And I know you've expressed a lot of your issues with the TPS program and wanting to change that under a Trump-Vance administration. But I guess my question for you is, if you become the vice president under a Trump administration, what will you guys do about the migrants that are already there, since they did arrive legally? And a follow-up to that, if you plan to deport them, how would you do that legally?
Well, look, this is a media and Kamala Harris fact check that I want to clarify and clear up right now. And now the media loves to say that the Haitian migrants, hundreds of thousands of them, by the way, 20,000 in Springfield, but hundreds of thousands of them all across our country, they are here legally. And what they mean is that Kamala Harris used two separate programs, mass parole and temporary protective status, she used two programs to wave a wand and to say, we're not going to deport those people here. Well, if Kamala Harris waves the wand illegally and says these people are now here legally, I'm still going to call them an illegal alien. An illegal action from Kamala Harris does not make an alien legal. That is not how this works.
That's how you answer questions right there. Way to go, Vance. Oh, it was so cool to work with him for about a year when I was in the Marine Corps. Great job. Many folks are waking it up, and they're making their voices known on different podcasts when it comes to President Trump and what he's been doing. And it's just been pretty amazing to see these folks wake up.
Regarding the presidential candidacy, who do you think would be more beneficial for the black community, Ms. Harris or Mr. Trump?
I think, now this is my opinion, I'm about to get some people mad at me, but I think who would benefit black people more is most certainly, unequivocally, I say unashamedly, not even close, nowhere in the same universe, Mr. Trump, by far. It's not even a conversation. Actually, if we're talking about who's going to benefit the black community more, we shouldn't bring her name up. Mr. Trump, absolutely.
What we really want to know is why.
Okay. I don't know Mr. Trump. I just imagine if I met him, okay? And then I imagine if I met Ms. Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking to them on behalf of you. Okay, so we have Real Black Excellence here hustling backward, and you and what y'all want to do and the work you're doing in the community and what we have going on. And I'm speaking to them, and I'm trying my best to get them to understand what the benefit is of what we're doing on black people specifically and as an extension, all people. When I think of that personally, me talking to these candidates, I don't get the sense that Ms. Harris would feel what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the sense that she's a leader of men.
For sure.
Of a nation. Not that she, it has nothing to do with her being a woman.
Right.
Because women can lead, most surely. We don't have a problem with women in leadership or women speaking. It's not a matter of her being a woman. It's simply a matter of, within her, I, personally, it's my opinion, I don't get the sense that she would even desire or have the knowledge or the leadership ability to say, let's make that go. Let's fix that. Let's work that out.
That's right. And then if you go over to this Oprah Winfrey interview again, notice what happens when she gets a question, just an easy one from a couple.
To know what your plan is to help lower the cost of living.
Yeah. First of all, thank you both for being here. And yours is a story I hear around the country as I travel. And in terms of both rightly having the right to have aspirations and dreams and ambitions for your family and working hard and finding that the American dream is, for this generation and so many recently, far more elusive than it's been. And we need to deal with that. And there are a number of ways. One is bringing down the cost of everyday necessities, including
bringing down the cost. She's had 3.5 years to bring the cost down, hasn't done a thing. Of course, all this playing out. And when you're playing this, just want to make sure you guys, I know you're probably sick of hearing her, but you got to understand what they're putting in the face of all the liberal friends that you have out there. Imagine hearing this and what Oprah must have done when she heard Kamala say this.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
She said she's a gun owner too, and Oprah said, I didn't know that.
If somebody and I that breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes. I hear that.
Probably.
She said, if somebody comes in my house, I'm not getting shot. Huh.
Not who said that.
But
my staff will deal with that later.
She said, I can't believe I said that. My staff will have to deal with that later. And she does later, and she does the cackling laugh. And you could see Oprah cringing with that one. She's like, whoa, what did you just say? What did she just say? Oh, no, that wasn't good. And you can see her eyes darting like, oh, no. You're not supposed to talk about having guns to protect yourself. That's wrong. All this cackling and more playing out, and President Trump, of course.
But we cannot allow this insanity to continue anymore. That's why
less than 2 months from now, we are going to tell Kamala that we've had enough. Kamala, you've been a terrible vice president. You will be an even worse president. We're not going to take it anymore, Kamala. Kamala, you're fired. Get out. You're fired.
You're fired. Get out. Just like The Apprentice. And that's why folks love him so much. They grew with that whole show and they learned a lot about him. And sometimes I wonder if they knew years ago that they were going to place him up there to run for president, and they needed the public to know who he was and knew that he was a pretty tough guy when it comes to the show and business, but as an overall person, we know he's really nice. And so part of the problems that he's going to try to fix will be the credit card interest rates.
And we will have something that some people in this room would be interested in, and frankly, some won't, but I'll say it anyway because you got those television cameras blaring. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security benefits for our seniors. That's a good one for this room. This room likes that last one. And to help Americans who are buried in crushing credit card debt under the Kamala Harris economy, we will have a temporary 10% cap on credit card interest rates because they're paying 20 and 25% and they're getting decimated.
10% cap on credit card interest rates. Can you imagine that? Some more information on the money situations playing out around the earth. We have an interview this Sunday, you don't want to miss it, with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Russia to launch digital ruble, full control of people's lives. Project Agora is heading our way. He's going to tell you all about that. The Fed cuts are happening again, just like they did before the two big crashes when the bubbles were hit. Remember, especially the one in 2007-08. And perfect time for precious metals, and he explains why. But guys, just want to make sure you don't miss it. You can go in the description box below and reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott at any time. Just a reminder. And, he explains all these things to all of us every week, and it's just been amazing to hear from him and his updates, how he comes up with all of this. Even the Saudis were secretly buying 160 tons of Swiss gold to get around all of this. Just amazing facts. So here's a clip from that particular interview for you now.
A lot about central bank digital currency over the last year. Yeah. And how the whole globe, well, not all of it, like 97% of it, the only people that aren't involved in central bank digital currency might be like some little small South Pacific island somewhere where they don't even have computers or whatever. But really, most of the world is going towards central bank digital currency. So what Russia is doing is in 2025, that's not too far down the road, but by the middle of next year, going with a digital ruble, getting rid of paper. Wow. And it's like, well, what does that mean? Well, other countries are going to start to follow suit and do the same thing. And why do governments want to get rid of paper? Because not because it's dirty or it has COVID on it or something like that. It's because it's private, right? You can go to any farmer's market or gas station.
So he goes through this, more information on Project Agora and what they're trying to do to control everyone. The commodity super cycle is just getting started, and more. You don't want to miss that interview coming up this Sunday. An interview that was done kind of undercover would be this one from Dr. Jay Varma was caught, former senior advisor for public health, New York City mayor's office, 2020 to 2021. And he was bragging about forcing the mandates and what he was doing behind the scenes.
He was the one who convinced the mayor to make it a mandate.
Like, New York City found out that you were having sex during COVID?
Yeah. It would have been a big deal. Yeah, it would have been real bad.
So he was bragging about having sex parties during COVID.
Went to some, like, underground, like, dance party, like, underneath a bank in Wall Street. And we were all rolling, we were all taking Molly, and everybody's high. And I was so happy, because I hadn't done that in, like, a year and a half, like, a year or whatever. And but I was looking around being like, because this was not COVID friendly. The only way I could do this job for the city was if I had some way to blow off steam every night.
So if you can barely hear it, a lot of you that listen in and you don't see what's going on the screen, he's bragging about doing drugs and he's looking around going, man, I can't believe I'm having so much fun while the COVID lockdowns were happening. And he was the senior advisor for all of this. Caught on YouTube. Steven Crowder put out this report. And so he was talking about had to be sneaky because hotels didn't want people gathering there because I was like running the entire COVID response in the city. My wife and I had one with our friends like in August of like the first summer. And he's talking about so they rented a hotel. It was fun. He said they were taking Molly, ecstasy. They were taking drugs. 8 or 9 of them, he said, in a room. Everybody had a blast. He's just bragging about it. The hotels didn't want inside parties, but they weren't going to like enforce it, is what he said. And he said, it's so funny. It's like because I did all this, some terrible stuff, you know, like on TV and all this stuff. And people are like, aren't you afraid? Aren't you embarrassed? And I was like, no, actually, I'm like, really, I love being my authentic self. And so he continued. So the way we do it in the public health is we take it very, make it very uncomfortable to be unvaccinated. He was bragging about that. He wanted to make it very uncomfortable to be unvaccinated. I don't expect your education to change your behavior. I'm just going to make it really hard for you to do your job. You can't get a job. You can't go to a restaurant. Your kid can't go to school. He's bragging about all this. Let's see if we can hear this.
To be unvaccinated. I don't expect your education to change your behavior. I'm just going to make it really hard for you.
It's very hard to hear, so I'll keep reading what he said. So, of course, they were trying to make it hard for everyone to force them to get vaccinated. And that's what he said they were bragging about doing. You make it really uncomfortable so that they're forced to go get the jab. Dr. Jay Varma, former senior advisor for public health, New York City mayor's office. They were just bragging about how they did this to everyone. And of course, when you move forward to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he says 5 states, Texas, Utah, Kansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana, are suing Pfizer for knowing and concealing the vaccine causing myocarditis, pericarditis, failed pregnancies, and deaths. That's 10% of U.S. states. The tide is turning.
Anybody with a peanut allergy, why do 5 of my 7 kids have allergies? Not one of these 72 vaccines has ever been tested, ever been done. In 2016, Donald Trump asked me to serve on a vaccine safety commission, and I agreed to do it. He then ordered Fauci and Collins to meet with me, and during that meeting, there was a referee there from the White House. And I said to Fauci, I gave kind of a lecture showing what we knew. I had a PowerPoint. I said, Tony, can you show me 1 vaccine that has been subject to a safety test? They had brought in from NIH this big tray full of file folders. And he made a show of kind of looking through that at the time. He couldn't find whatever he was looking for. So then he said, I'll send it to you. Well, he never did. So Aaron and I sued him and said, show us 1 study that's ever been done on, you know, pre-licensing safety testing for vaccines. And after a year of stonewalling, they finally gave us a letter and said, we don't have any.
They have nothing to show for these vaccines. Nothing. When he's talked to Fauci. Can you show me 1 that has been subject to a safety test? 1 of these vaccines, and they could show none. And of course, playing out in front of us every day on COVID BC, excess deaths on Telegram. These reminders, there's a vaxxed 4th grade student passes away at school during recess. Somebody said, quote, vaccines save lives. My daughter hasn't had a shot in 2 years. Vaccinated in 2022. I don't know why this happened, but my baby is not a victim of government conspiracy. August 18, 2024, heartbreaking tragedy occurred in Henderson County, Kentucky. The girl's gone. Another guy, former Rolling Stone contributor, gone at 63 years old. Another one bragging about COVID jabs on social media, gone in England. Another guy bragging about getting boosted, gone so young. Showing it off on social media, and then on social media, an announcement that he's gone. I could go through hundreds and hundreds of those. People have been coming out of the woodworks to talk about the vaccines, not just the COVID ones, but what's happening in their lives. This is Shanahan, remember, working with RFK Jr. Notice what she tells Tucker about what happened in her life.
My daughter was diagnosed with autism when she was 18 months of age, and I swear to God, I gave birth to a healthy baby girl. It was all I ever wanted. Was this healthy baby girl. And she was healthy. I mean, she smiled. She did all these things. She was healthy. And then she got a shot at 7 months of age, and by 10 months, she was a different kid. And I had an enormous amount of grief, but then set in the confusion because I was not allowed to consider the fact that the shot caused anything. Andy Wakefield is here, guys. He's right there. Andy Wakefield, if you don't know him, was canceled 25 years ago for pointing out that the MMR causes gut inflammation in certain children, which leads to symptoms like autism. He's a big deal. So my grief was also a very lonely period because no one around me could be someone I could trust with even this notion that perhaps the shot caused an adverse reaction. This is a no-go for progressives. You cannot talk about these things amongst these communities. And the loneliness, plus COVID, because this happened around COVID too, led me to a place of utter destruction. And I was alone in that process. And, you know, we don't have to talk about my ex-husband. It's very therapeutic to be here. It's kind of like a therapy right now. You know, coming out of that completely alone with a child that you feel helpless to help is a position that either leads you to total hermitage or makes you a warrior mom.
Imagine the love and support that she's receiving now that they jumped over to the MAGA crowd, remember? Imagine the folks that are probably coming up to her and letting her know we're praying for you. Wonder if she was getting that
Andy from, Wakefield is here, guys.
Wonder if she was getting that from the other side. I wonder if she's changed and filled with joy now that she's getting so much support. Just my theories as they've moved across over to this side. Lisa May showed this. I'm going to Springfield. Remember, President Trump said he's going to Springfield. He's going to Aurora. You may never see me again, but that's okay. I'm going to play that clip in a moment. But Lisa May showed us the drop 32. Maybe one day cannot go slow. The initial wave will be fast and meaningful. It will send a signal to others immediately, and you'll see the tide turn. Not even the mainstream media can hide, and rest assured, some will be jailed as deep cover agents. Interesting post. But remember that. And I played this in the intro also. But just remember what he said here.
These people, the law enforcement, they're afraid in these places because it's so violent. They've never seen people like this. These are violent people that they're allowing into our country. It is truly an invasion, and we're not going to let it happen. We're going to take those violent people, and we're going to ship them back to their country. And if they come back in, they're going to pay a hell of a price. Thank you. We have no choice. We have no choice. It's not like, you know, this is not sustainable by any country. This is not sustainable. How about in Springfield, Ohio? They had 32,000. This is a little beautiful town. No crime, no problem. 32,000 illegal immigrants come into the town, 32. So they almost doubled their population in a period of a few weeks. Can you believe it? And you know what? They've got to get much tougher. I'm going to go there in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to Springfield and I'm going to Aurora. You may never see me again, but that's okay. Got to do what I got to do. Whatever happened to Trump? Well, he never got out of Springfield.
Interesting that he would throw that out at all of us. Had my wife concerned. Many of you probably heard that and you're wondering, what in the world is he talking about? Why did he say that? What is he sending us? What type of information is going on there? I'd like to know. And there are many people that claim that they're going to know the truth or know what's going to happen. But I don't believe so. I think there's only an inside group that knows exactly what he's talking about. Could be some kind of comms. Let us know below the video what you think. And as we close out, I just wanted to show you that Trump posted this on Instagram a few hours ago. Check this out.
Dear Liam, happy 8th birthday. Mrs. Trump and I hope you enjoy this special occasion surrounded by the love of your family and friends.
I love you.
He's a dad, he's a grandpa, he's a human being who loves our country. I've gone past the time that I normally go, and I thought that I'd wait till next time to play this. But this is a biblical moment, and something that I think would be important for all of us to hear. And I thought that this guy is exactly right, and he actually reads some scriptures to us. And I think it's important to remember that everything we're watching now is biblical, folks. How many knew 6-7 years ago what was going on this earth? How many knew that our elections were always rigged? How many knew that many of the wars that we're involved in were just to put line the pockets of people, evil people? How many knew that their children were being trafficked around the earth by the millions? How many knew how corrupt, how vile, and how evil these politicians, these world leaders were around this entire earth? How many knew that we'd be 6-7 years into a great awakening of the entire earth to just how evil they are? How many knew? Check this out.
To the Democratic Party, I'm voting for Trump, but I have to say, you guys got me on this one. You're correct. I can definitely see that Trump is causing division. You guys have said over and over, you said, how can you as a Christian support somebody like Trump when all he's here to do is cause division and separation? And you're right. So let me read something to you. This is Luke 12, 51 through 56. And this is Jesus speaking in the Bible. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to this earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, 5 in 1 household will be divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be a scorching heat, and it happens. But you are hypocrites. You know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? This may have been written thousands of years ago, but make no mistake that this is for now. You see a man running for president with his own money, his own funds. You see a man that for some reason, all of the government, all of the media, all of the corporations have turned against him. You, with your own mouths, have said that he's here causing division. You, with your own eyes, have seen full-on Democrats switch to his side. You, with your own eyes, have seen 2 assassination attempts. You, with your own eyes, can see now that there is a complete separation with how people are voting.
We're not voting red or blue anymore. It is obvious that we are now voting good and evil. We are now voting for God's laws or against God's laws. And it says it right here. When Jesus came the first time to die for our sins, he did not come to bring peace. He came to cause a division, to make there be a choice. You had a choice to choose a living God standing right in front of you or to choose the enemy. He made it clear. He made it obvious. He stated who he was. He stated what he stood for. And here we are again. And if you look at the policies, then you see who stands for God with their policies. It has become very clear which side is good and which side is evil. You can talk about Trump all you want to, but it's not about Trump. It's about the choice to stand for God's laws or against God's laws. It's about the choice to stand for evil or against evil. It's obvious to see who the evil side is. And this is not to say that the Republican side is perfect. However, this is to show that the heart of the Republican side is for the laws of God. We are against the evil policies of the Democratic side. We are against the evil policies of Satan. We are against the evil policies of the satanic ways of the Democratic side, which have become very obvious. You, with your own mouths, have stated that Trump is here causing division. And best believe that is exactly what God is using him for.
Amen. And so all of this, again, is just a reminder for many. As we're going through this video today, and we're noticing the assassination teams that have been assigned to take President Trump out, that evil has been played out for many to see. The enemy cannot stand that he's been taken out. The enemy can't stand that his trafficking is getting thwarted. The enemy can't stand that the universities where he's been hanging out with all these evil professors, brainwashing the minds, that they're actually losing their battles of taking over mankind and their minds. Enemies upset because the mainstream media does not have the control that it once had on the minds of the people. Enemies upset because we have a president who's acknowledging Christ as Savior, who died on the cross and rose again from the grave. Enemies upset because those that we once trusted are now being exposed, who were hiding behind the Word of God, but now we're finding out they are not standing on the moral qualities that we were looking for in them. The exposure has been happening on every level, and we're going to see it more and more each day. Let's continue to stay in the fight and in prayer.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your guidance and your direction and your support in our lives. We thank you for the answer to prayer of keeping President Trump protected from the enemy who wants him destroyed. These teams that are after him and after his family, we ask that you would continue to just thwart them, boggle their minds. May they realize over and over again that they're in a losing battle, that they're up against mighty forces of heaven. There's no way they're going to break through. May they know that and realize it. We ask as we continue to grow each day that we'd be able to be a light to our neighbors, be a person. Each one of us would just be filled with the Holy Spirit and guided and directed in such a way that we could lift up those who need help. As we get closer and closer to this election, may we just realize that you are in control. All of this evil is being exposed, and that you would receive all the honor, praise that is due you at such a time as this. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for the extra time that you allowed to play out here if you made it to the very end. Thank you. And please hit that subscribe button, follow button, and the share button if you would, and the like button. We'd really appreciate that. And also, just a reminder, if you go below this video, you can click on the link to the Nashville event if you're interested in going. We're going to have a great time. We're hoping to have a live Q&A session to go over this event or heart behind it. It's not something that's been put together last minute. Been working on it for a long time. I would say we thought about it a year and a half ago, and it finally started to come to fruition about a year ago. And a lot of planning has gone into this, and we hope to see you there. And for now, this is LT saying Semper Fi. Have a great weekend with And We Know, signing out.
You have to do it right because you are the people's champion, Mr.
Oh, wow.
Trump. On behalf of
the real one. This is a real deal. This
Hey, no, I'm going to give a fake belt to the next president.
We're more used to that. Thank you, Terrence.
You are the people's champion.
God has now spared my life. It must have been. God, thank you. Not once, but twice.
I went to Springfield and I'm going to Aurora.
You may never see me again, but that's okay. Gotta do what I gotta do. Whatever happened to Trump? Well, he never got out of Springfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for President Donald J. Trump!